So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest, I just love this. She's a number one international best-selling author from our fabulous book, Breast Easy, which was, by the way, just given as a gift in person to Miss none other than Oprah Winfrey. So Brittany and Oprah, right? So I am so pleased to introduce you, Brittany Rogozinski. And she's teaching some classes right now about bodies. And I have self-criticized my body for, I don't know, just 5 decades or so, not a lot. So so if you could fix that in the next 7 minutes, please. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I love that you bring that up because so have I. Like, I mean, this is really just the tip of the iceberg for me letting go of my judgments. And it's really cool the way that I've chosen to do this publicly with everyone.
How much weight did you lose at one point?
So like initially, my struggles with my body started as a child being, like deathly ill when I was born. And then it like just continued on, like me putting more judgments throughout my entire life, which I ended up being 300 pounds. Wow. And then I went down, but I did it like in a judgmental way where I judged myself into being thin. And then when I started doing energy work, I kind of let go of all of that control and I gained some weight back.
Oh, wow.
And now it's like at this point where I'm like, wow, you know, like what if you really did just talk to your body every day and it wasn't about having to exercise or having to eat something? But it was about what your body actually desired every 10 seconds.
And, you know, guys, if you're, I know this for some of you listening, it could be a little bit out there, but I want to share with you this really fun story. When Brittany came to, I live near San Francisco, California, and she came to San Francisco and I drove up from the Palo Alto area from Silicon Valley. I drove to San Francisco and Brittany and I, instead of going to a fancy restaurant, which we were really excited, we had picked this kind of restaurant out on the wharf, and it was really nice. It overlooked the ocean. It looked really she-she. We were really excited about it, and then we talked to our bodies, and we got, what did we get, like a boat cruise and cheese or something?
Yeah.
A chocolate?
It was just like buying random things that like, and we didn't even have to eat it all. It was really like asking your body what it wants and then not even deciding that that's what it's always going to like maybe that day our body wanted that, but then maybe the next day our body wouldn't want to eat anything. Like your body is literally changing all the time and it loves chaos. And that's what the, that's what the group is called that I have coming up. It's called The Chaos of Bodies. And what it really is basically talking to your body and doing different things with it every day.
So and I have a question. Wait. Okay. I'm sort of, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm helpless, but having this conversation with you makes, maybe I'm not. But so my body really likes chocolate, like a lot.
Okay. Does it really like chocolate, or have you decided that it really likes chocolate?
Well, I think what I was trying to ask was,
is it okay to like chocolate?
Yeah, like the fear is that instead of the salads and the strawberries and the other things it likes, like it will just, if I let it do whatever it wants, right? Like it will just go in and eat chocolate for like a month. That's my
well,
fear.
My okay,
fear when
so
you say that is that I'll go unbridled.
Maybe and you have to do that though. Maybe like maybe at first you have to do that so that you can let go of everywhere where you're controlling yourself. Because I was controlling myself so much to the degree that when I actually did let go and was like, oh, okay, have whatever you want. What I really thought, whatever I wanted, and I gained all of that weight, it was really to show me that the judgments of me didn't matter. Like, I had so many judgments around me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Like, I had so many judgments around me being overweight that when I actually got to the point where I was overweight again, the universe showed me that it didn't matter what I looked like. And then I could actually stop functioning from the point of like deprivation with food or the thought that I couldn't have it. Because if you're thinking that the chocolate's going to make you gain weight, it is. Like, it's that whole mentality of your point of view creates your reality.
Well, I love, it's so interesting when I even hear Brittany talk about being overweight, because I never known her overweight. So to me, she always has looked just completely perfect. So it's very funny. Like, it's such a disconnect. It's like someone sitting there in their royal, you know, cabana with their jewels on. And then they say, you know, all this time I had trouble with money, and you're looking at them with their royal jewels on. Like, to me, looking at you, like, you've always, to me, had this kind of perfection with your body that I really, I don't mean anybody is perfect, but I've always had that ease of bodies with you. Why don't we just chat for a minute about what is required to be at ease with your body?
Well, I mean, a lot of people start off a lot easier than others, but I think the key people that I talk to are ones that have struggled with their bodies. And the first step to like really being in communion with it is just talking with it every day and being grateful for it and apologizing to it when you are doing something that you know isn't going to create the future with your body that you like. Like, it's really all about, like, the first step is communicating with it, with yourself, and being in this vulnerable spot where you can be honest and being like, listen, is this working for me and my body in the future that I'd like, or am I actually hurting my body by doing this?
Okay, can I throw another problem at you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So left knee played a lot of basketball, like a lot of basketball. Like, I used to play like 4 or 5 hours a day for like, I don't know, 15 years. I was a gym rat. So I would like go to work, go to the gym, play basketball for 3 hours, go to the jacuzzi, go home. And then I play sometimes on the hard top. So as I'm approaching a different time, my left knee sometimes has these issues, and walking is hard. So if I'm looking at changing that, if my knee just says I'm hurt, don't walk on me, but that means not moving. Mm. Then it's like, then I'm like afraid to, do you see all the fear that I keep saying with my body? It's so fascinating, because I don't think of myself as a fearful person in business or anything.
Well, so you really have to ask, like, is this creating our future body? Like, even if you ask that, is that a point of view that you've already had about yourself, or is that an actual awareness that you don't want to move? And, like, you have to ask the question, is this a point of view that I have, or is this an actual awareness with my body? Because your body always wants to move, and it just has to be in the way that's going to generate for it.
Okay, like, so that's why I keep getting shown salt water then.
Yeah, so it's like kind of like, would it be easier for your body to move in the water?
Yeah, I got a big yes.
Yeah, so yeah. It's being aware that sometimes we have such defined points of view that we actually think that their awareness is. Like, we're like, oh, this is so true for me that I can't see beyond it not being true.
Wow.
And being willing to ask more and more questions to you and your body so that you can see where you've been lying to yourself and where you've been judging yourself into inactivity or into eating things that aren't what your body really like to eat.
Yeah. I love it. You're so much fun, Brittany. Tell us again about your program and how people can find you and sign up and pay you and get more at ease with their bodies.
Yeah. So I just did 21 days and it was amazing. It was probably the most amazing event I ever did. So if they want the replay of that, that's already completed.
The full
and they
title,
can just
21 days.
Yeah. It's 21 days of actually talking to your body.
Okay.
So it's 21 different audios of talking to your body.
How long is each video audio?
It's about 20 to 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yep. And it's, like I said, I don't usually brag about myself, but this is amazing to me. So even.
How much is that?
So that one's 121.
Nice.
And then I started another one on February 8th, which is The Chaos of Bodies.
Okay.
And right now that's at early bird pricing of $149.
Nice.
And it goes up to $179 on the 6th. So
that may or may not be possible. So let's just tell them where to go because I don't know the date this is going to air.
Okay, so they can
get a different date. So
they can find me on Facebook, or I do have www.brittanyrogozinski.com activated with the Chaos of Bodies is on there as well.
I'll put that link below. I'm so glad you came, Brittany. One of the beautiful co-authors of the book Breast Easy, and she was also one of the engineers for the book creation. So I'm ever grateful for her contributions for that. And you can find her at brittanyrogozinski.com. I'll put the link there to sign up for her classes or her amazing 21-day class of 20 minutes a day of talking to your body. And when I even tune into that, I don't know how you could do that practice and not change, right?
I mean, it was like, I think, you know, and I don't want to make it about weight, but my whole body shape, size, everything changed. And everyone was like, how did you change so much in 21 days? Like I lost, I think 11 pounds. Like people at the gym were like, people were like, wait, weren't you like kind of chubby like 10 days ago? I'm like, I don't know what happened.
Aww, well, go hang out with Brittany, guys. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.